On Thursday, October 10th, 8 chefs will return home to El Paso to host a special collaborative benefit dinner called Family Meal. Proceeds from ticket sales will go to the Annunciation House in their efforts to provide shelter, food, and comfort to migrant families. The idea behind the evening is to expose local talent, chefs, artists, and musicians, while bringing El Pasoans together for an evening of cooking and camaraderie, all supporting a good cause. The event will be held at Artabino's Desert Crossing, and we're all invited to attend. Here to tell us all about it are Robert Artabino and Chef Rico Torres. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Okay, Rico, so we got to know your story because you're an El Paso expat who's clearly done very well for himself. And I think this was your brainchild, is that correct?
Sort of. I mean, what happened here was I was catching up with a lot of these chefs at festivals and events that we were doing throughout the last 5 years. And little by little, I started figuring out that a lot of these guys were from El Paso. We started to become very good friends, and that conversation was always kind of circling around, hey, let's go back home. Let's do something and do one of these events before something good and organize it ourselves. A lot of times food events can be kind of an ordeal to be when you're participating in those. And we thought that it'd be a fun idea to come and do that in El Paso. And as it started developing, we felt like let's do this and do it for a good cause and donate the money. And that's when I connected with Robert. Robert offered to host it at Artabino's Desert Crossing, and he had the great idea of giving it over to Annunciation House and helping out there.
And Robert, so what happens? Rico calls you and says, hey, I have this idea.
Yeah, you know, Marina, this is what we live for. It's the fun. I mean, day-to-day is day-to-day, but these are the fun things that give back, that make great sense. And Rico, you know, when he called, it was let him talk for a while, let him talk. And, you know, the first sentence he said, I was all in anyway, but I just wanted to hear what he had to say.
Can't let Rico think you're all excited right off the bat.
But it's, I just love events that can showcase El Paso's talent. And to do it here for all the people in El Paso is just extra special. So this event, and, you know, it's over the top in terms of the amount of talent coming in to cook and how we're going to do it and what we're going to do and who's involved. Is it's going to be a fantastic event.
Well, when we get to eat it all.
That's exactly
right. We don't
even
have to work for it.
Right.
We just have to show up.
Just have to show up. And, you know, when a chef has one specific dish to take care of, and that's all he takes care of, and then there's eight of them, yeah, that's pretty fantastic.
It's odd. So Rico, tell us about all the chefs, because you're the guy that rounded them up. I love how they're all from all over the country, but they're all El Pasoans, which is, I mean, just phenomenal. Will you tell us a little bit about each chef? And start with yourself, please.
Well, let's start with Chef Danny.
Okay.
I just met him a few months ago, and I guess I was super impressed with what's going on over there. And they got all kinds of cool fermentation. They got all kinds of great stuff going on there.
And Danny's the chef at Artabino's.
Yes.
And he's going to be hosting us. And so with him helping coordinate all of this, we're going to bring in the rest of the guys. So we have four guys from Austin, and that is Gabe Arales and Alan Delgado from Comedor, which is still open. It's a great Mexican restaurant in Austin. And actually, the whole dinner is pretty much based and themed in Mexican flavors and regional ingredients. And then we have Chef Andre Natera, who runs the kitchens at the Fairmont, and he's got a great team underneath him as well. And Fermin Nunes, who runs Suerte, or he owns Suerte over there in Austin as well. Another really awesome Mexican restaurant. And then good friends, Jake Rojas, who I met when we did a Dia de los Muertos dinner at James Beard House, and a few other chefs from around the country that did Mexican cuisine came through, and that's where I met Jake Rojas. Found out he was from El Paso. We're super excited. He was on board from the get. And then Omar Flores from Dallas, Whistle Bridges, and also Muchacho. Super excited to be cooking with him. I've known him for a while.
And then we have you from Mixtil.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And me. I'm from San Antonio. Well, I live in San Antonio now. We have me and my partner, Diego Galicia, own a restaurant, Michelin. We do fine dining Mexican cuisine as well. Right now we're inside of a little train car. We serve 12 people a night.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm going to brag for Rico a little bit. I found out his restaurant was rated number one in San Antonio this year from the San Antonio News Express. Is that right, Rico?
Yeah, actually 2 years.
2 years in a row?
Yeah.
Nice. And Best New Chef 2017 Food and Wine. So I think he's done well for himself, and putting these guys together is just such a good vision to make this thing happen.
Enrico, what about for you? I mean, does this mean you get to come home and have your mom's enchiladas, or what are you looking forward to when you come home and cook for us?
I try to go home regularly, and I got to tell you, my stepmom and my dad, they make some amazing meals. I'm really excited about coming home and getting the fires lit up at Artovinos. They have an incredible backdrop, as I'm sure you know, where you're at UTEP, you see it, the mountains and the sunset and the land. It's something that I miss a lot. And I know a lot of these guys miss a lot too. These areas is a little more flat. And I'm excited about that. I've been looking forward to cooking out there for a long time.
And the fire pit we're going to set up. So Rico's,
yeah, set up a fire pit.
Rico's family is in the metal industry. So he's welding up they're welding up a big old 10 by 10 frame, which is going to put a fire in the backyard, just out the dining room windows.
Amazing.
And, that's basically where most of the items are going to be cooked over that fire.
I love how you're down for anything, Robert. You're like, okay, let's build a fire pit.
Well, Enrico doesn't, I don't know.
Cool. When we went over there, he's like, I got a tractor. We'll just dig a hole.
Yeah, no problem.
And, I have this spit and, I have this other thing. Enrico's like, hold, slow down. What do you mean? So we want to utilize the property to its extent. And something we're pretty happy about is your friend and mine, Jim Ward, is going to be playing some songs come the end of the meal, kind of a mini concert. We're going to do that up on the Camino Real Sky Deck.
Beautiful.
After dinner served. So it's going to be a really special evening.
Okay, so let's talk about dinner. What are we eating? what's on?
We have beef short ribs. We have smoked clams. We have rabbit. There's a fermented banana ice cream in there somewhere. These guys are bringing some, they're heavy hitters as it is, and they're bringing some pretty great stuff.
Now,
a lot of cheese, but the idea is really to use ingredients. To use ingredients local. So I know that a lot of Chef Dan's been working with the farmers, and they have their garden there at Artovinos to coordinate what the guys need, bringing it in, meats as well coming in. I have some really nice grass-fed short ribs coming in to start working on coming out of New Mexico. Actually,
how does that work? All the logistics, because I imagine everybody has,
a lot of favors.
and we're still not sure, right?
Friends in the industry.
We're still not quite sure how the logistics are going to work, but we feel like we've talked it out quite a bit. So it should definitely work.
It's going to be great no matter what.
Rico, I tasted that fermented banana ice cream this weekend, and it's just out of this world. Out of this world. Yeah, not something you would expect.
Was that a Danny creation?
That was. It was very good.
So how's it going to work? Each chef is responsible for a course. Is that correct?
That's right. Each chef is responsible, of course. One of the chefs, Fermin, is responsible for the reception hour, which has a few past hors d'oeuvres.
Nice.
And, course after course, paired wines. And we just kind of played it out, talk about it, talk about our stories, and just let it play out.
We need to talk about the fact that since all the chefs are there and in front of everyone, it's going to be a very interactive evening. No one's squirreled away in the kitchens for the whole time. With the fire in the backyard, everyone's going to be around it. So Rico had the good idea of just opening it up early, and allowing people to come at 4:30 if they want, just to talk to everyone and be part of the evening. So the inclusivity is something that will happen all night long. I mean, eight chefs in this tiny little banquet kitchen is not going to work. So the good thing about it is that they have to be out where everyone is, which is really fantastic.
Right.
Sounds like a fun homecoming.
Amazing stuff to look at with the fires and the backdrops, the music. It'll be quite an evening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you can kind of visualize it, right? I mean, I can see it. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you guys can too, just how it's all going to come together. And I love that it's for the Annunciation House. So let's talk about how folks get tickets to the dinner. Because, again, we have eight chefs. That's a lot of courses. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of wine.
Right.
And then it's for a good cause as well.
Absolutely.
Right, right. You guys can pick up tickets at restaurantmishley.com. And that's the website to my restaurant. We have a ticketing system. We use Talk. And through that, you just purchase your tickets. It'll take you through a few steps, ask you for some restrictions, and after that, you're all set. When you arrive, you'll be there on the guest list and ready to go.
We'd love for everyone to buy tickets ahead of time. This is one of those things. The more prepared we can be, the better it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's really important for it to be ahead of time. Tickets are $225 per person. Again, it's a great chef, but also for a wonderful cause. And we're hoping to really be able to do something really beneficial to the Annunciation House. if you just go to Michli, M-I-X-T-L-I, it's restaurantmichli.com, and it'll take you right to the tickets.
Are you sure that's pronounced correctly?
And with that, folks, we invite you to the family meal. Buy your tickets in advance. Like Chef Rico Torres said, it's Restaurant Michli. Spell it again for us.
M-I-X-T-L-I.
There you go. So I did a quick Google. Rico comes up, no problem. And the link to the tickets, it's pretty easy to find. The family meal happens on Thursday, October 10th, and it will feature 8 chefs, all El Paso natives, that are coming home to cook us up a fantastic meal in the beautiful backdrop at Artovino's Desert Crossing. Today, my guests have been Robert Artovino and Chef Rico Torres. Thank you so much for coming on State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.